Riggs and Ally, rewind.
Can we just get to the juice of how Gibbons and I busted a dude in a relationship on Tinder yesterday? It was glorious, Riggs.
Okay, Riggs.
This was glorious.
So much fun.
Crapping his pants today knowing I'm on the radio thinking I'm going to bust him out. I'm not going to say your name, you punk. But you suck, okay? But let's get to it. I meet this guy on Tinder.
All right.
Met a few guys. This guy is messaging me. Something about this guy. He's cute, but something's off. I remember coming in, you were sick, Riggs, and I was telling Gibbons, something ain't right about this guy.
You said
something ain't right. I don't know what it is. He's got a wife or a girlfriend. I cannot figure it out.
Do you remember specifically what you said?
What did I say?
You said, when I went to bed last night on Tinder, his location was 45 miles away.
Yes.
Couple hours later, and he's 8 miles away, which seems like some shady business.
Whatever he would say, he would be out of town a lot.
Did he say that he lived in Milwaukee? Like he lived in.
He's like, oh, I live in Oak Creek, but I work all over the place. So I work, you know, like in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nobody spends that much time in Chicago unless they got a woman in Chicago. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I knew something wasn't right with this guy. And I didn't know much about him, but I didn't want to be weird because it's Tinder. So you're like, you don't want to ask people too many personal questions because it's just Tinder.
Yeah.
This guy tells me he has no Facebook. He's only on Twitter.
What?
Yeah, but the guy is so dumb that let me tell you what the guy did. He sent me a selfie the other day, and it had the first two letters of his logo for the company he worked with.
The first two letters. That's all you needed. That's all you needed, though.
I mean, and somebody said to me yesterday, do guys not understand how smart women are? Like, we're crazy, and we can look anything up and find anything out of it because we pay attention to the dumbest details like that?
Oh, yeah.
So I knew what he did for a living. I Googled the company. And the B, you know, like the two letters.
Yes.
And I figured out where he worked. I found the guy on LinkedIn. I found his full name because he was on LinkedIn. I then found his Facebook, which he said he didn't have.
Jesus.
He continued to lie to me on a text saying he didn't have a Facebook, as Gibbons and I are staring at the Facebook.
Mind you, Riggs, his Tinder profile picture and his profile picture on Facebook, we lined them up. It's the same picture.
It's definitely him on Facebook.
Shut up. How did you realize that he had... Would he have a wife or girlfriend? What was it?
So then we're scrolling on his profile thinking, awesome. Oh, well, there's no chicks, but why is he lying about having... not? Why is he saying he doesn't have a Facebook then?
Yeah. Was he active on the Facebook, though?
He doesn't own me or any... Like, if you can... do whatever you want.
Was he active on the Facebook, or is it one of those really old ones that's dormant from 5 years ago?
Well, being the pathological liar this loser is on Tinder, he starts continuing to lie, and Gibbons and I are cracking up because he's writing me messages yesterday morning like, no, I just haven't deleted it. Maybe it's still up there. And I go, well, that's funny because you changed your profile picture on July 27th.
What?
Busted lying again. I mean, and then he keeps lying. He's not even like disappearing. And I never went out with this guy. I never met this guy.
Did you have a plan to meet up with him?
We had like a plan to get together. We did it. Yada yada.
So he was planning to meet up with you.
At some point, maybe.
He was pursuing you, though.
Like
he was.
Oh.
100% pursuing you.
Hardcore pursuing.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so when I found out he had a Facebook, he kept lying. And then I scroll down and I see a girl in like Cubs blue.
Yes.
And her profile picture is her and him, which means that's his girlfriend. Because
was it though?
Yes.
Hold on.
Was it though?
There's more.
So not only does he have a Facebook.
Could it have been a sister or like a friend maybe? All right.
Not a sister.
Oh no.
Definitely a girlfriend because there were comments under the picture to prove it.
Yep.
From his mother going, so nice to meet you, Kate.
What?
So glad you came by, Kate.
And from his grandmother below that.
From his mom.
4 weeks ago, he just introduced this chick to his mom, and he's on Tinder trying to hook up with me in probably half of Milwaukee.
Oh, my God. Saying that he lives in Chicago. Does stuff in Chicago.
He's got a girlfriend in Chicago, and he's trying to work it in Milwaukee. I'm like, this guy. And I busted the hell out of him, and he looks so stupid. And then he immediately unmatched me when I wrote him and said, well, that's funny. I can see Kate right here. And it's obviously your girlfriend.
Then
literally ghosted, unmatched, dude was out.
Dude, and I was are single-handedly eradicating all the jerks from Tinder. Thank you.
This is my new. Awesome. This is becoming my mission in life.
Good.
To literally bust these guys. I don't even want to go out with dudes right now. I just want to get on Tinder and bust these dudes who are in relationships because I'm sick of women telling me that they get on Tinder and meet these guys in relationships.
Yes.
You don't want to be with your chick, get the hell out and get off Tinder, dude.
Make some trading cards
all
for that, too.
All you're doing is hurting people. Yes. All you're doing is hurting people.
Mic drop. There you go. Screw moment.
You. So screw that guy.
Uh-huh.
And then I got it in last night with Pottery Guy. I admit it. And
then,
but that, let's just keep it moving. We'll talk about that another day.
I'm finna pass out.
Sure, let's just keep it moving. That's how you end it. Go push the button. We're way over on time.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.